Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Dalet, and we're learning Simin Yud Beis. And Chayadim says a point which you mentioned before, and we spoke about it, but let's see it actually inside the Sefer Chayadim. Midiksiv ervas davor kibul chazal d'dafka dibur oser abul hirer mutter neged erva. Different than by the din of tzoya, where even hirer is oser, by erva, hirer in the presence of erva is not prohibited. Person is allowed to think and learning, even though he's in the presence of erva, which again is different than the din of tzoya, where a person is not allowed even to think and learning in the presence of tzoya. Laval p kain. So the chayadim says, okay. So if hearer is mutter, to think is mutter. What about actually hearing words of divrei Torah or tefillah? That's less than Dibur, but it's greater than hearer. So the Chayadim goes to an example where a person wants to be use the words which are being said to fulfill an obligation. For example, Yim Shama Eza Bracha, where a person heard a bracha. So he's not saying a word. So seemingly on his end, all he's doing is using his faculties to listen and to understand. So it's akin to an act of hearer, of thinking. Even though the person has intent to fulfill his obligation of the bracha by listening to it, which is known as the concept of Shemei Ka'ina, through the act of listening, one gets the halachic equivalent as if they have said it. We use this principle when we hear Kiddush, when we hear the Kriyas HaMegillah, etc. Chayadim says over here, it doesn't work. Eino yotze. That the person cannot use Shemei Ka'ina in a situation where he is facing towards Erva, and he's the person who's saying it is not facing towards Erva. The person who's saying it is legitimately saying the words of the bracha, but he's hearing it in a compromised situation because he is hearing it while he's facing towards Erva. So the halacha is that he's not yotze. We can't apply the principle of Shemei Ka'ina that through hearing something is equivalent as if one said it, because he's not allowed to speak. We cannot upgrade his Shemiyah to be the halachic equivalent of Dibur and therefore allow him to fulfill his obligation to say the bracha if he's not allowed to speak. So we can't use this Shemiyah to become Dibur when Dibur is not going to be accepted in the situation. Now, from the language of the Chayadim, it would sound like the following. This is only an issue in a case where I want to fulfill an obligation. Since I cannot speak, I cannot make my hearing, my Shemiyah, into the halachic equivalent of speech. But what about a scenario where a person is not trying to be yotze with somebody else's bracha? For example, we have to take two protagonists, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is not in a compromised situation. He's not facing towards an erva. Shimon is in a compromised situation. He is facing towards an erva. And Reuven is telling Shimon words of Torah. Now, Reuven is not trying to be motzi Shimon with the words of Torah. Shimon is not trying to be yotze with the words of Reuven. He's just listening to the words of Torah and thinking about learning. So we say, well, Shemeika, we say, hearer is permitted in the face of the erva. But this is more than hearer. He's actually listening. A person is reading from a sefer. A person would be another scenario. A person is writing the divrei Torah. So all of these cases are greater than the scenario of Dibur. But it seems to me the Chayadim only finds it problematic if one wants to be yotze with the Dibur. He wants to convert his hearing into Dibur. We say that he cannot convert his hearing into the halakha equivalent of Dibur when Dibur is not allowed. It sounds like that if a person has no interest of converting his hearing into Dibur, even though he's actually listening to somebody, according to the Chayadim, it seems to be that is acceptable. We'd like to point out to the next year that this is a discussion amongst the poskim. As Hashem, we will talk more about this in the next year. The scenario which we gave of listening to the words of Torah, then we can discuss it in the context of writing words of Torah. And we can discuss it when we say listening, is listening a problem? Or is this, when he's listening to an individual, what about he was listening to a recording, a digital recording of some sort? It's not a live stream even. Or even if it is a live stream, what are the lachos in those scenarios? So Beis Hashem, we will talk about that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.